Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. You would not believe the amount of texts and tweets I received this weekend asking me if Bill was a happy man on Sunday because the days were getting shorter as of Saturday, you know? Longest day of the year, Saturday, people are saying Bill's got to be really happy.
We've made
today.
The turn.
Sunday.
And oh, wait a second.
Yeah. Remember, Saturday was June 21st.
We have made the turn.
Where were you on Saturday, Sip? That's when it happened, was the turn.
Oh, then look at it outside.
Kind of
like
dark.
The turn's already evident.
Kind of dark out there.
Can't go at it too much, but I would say this, that in the history of weather in my lifetime, this was the worst weekend in the history of weather.
Ever.
You think so?
Ever. It was 103 degrees with a 40-mile-an-hour hairdryer-like blowing in your face.
It was.
40-mile-an-hour winds. It was so horrendous. And the thing is, I have a lot of happy moments in high heat and a lot in super cold, frigid temperatures. It's the wind.
Oh, really?
Being outside
in
the heat.
It was relentless.
Being outside in the heat, that's like, I don't like the heat. I wish it wasn't like this. Sugar doesn't like this. But no, it's okay. We'll get through that. I'll still do whatever I want. I will still be outside as much. When the wind it just beats you down. It is a complete beat down, and I couldn't take it.
I mean, I had no desire to play golf. I did not think about a golf club this weekend. Didn't play.
I don't
know. Hot, too windy. Don't care. Didn't want to play.
I don't know what it was like in Lincoln when we were at up north. Was that it never stopped either? It blew all night. I went out in the morning, like to take sugar out to the bathroom, like at 7 o'clock. 40-mile-an-hour wind. It never stopped. It was around the clock for 72 straight hours. High winds.
Did it affect
heat.
You at all, Sip? Doesn't
no,
seem like it did.
Not really. I mean, it was. I worked all weekend, so
inside.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all. I mean, it is what it is. I had to work.
I didn't
ride the motorcycle. I would have liked to ride the motorcycle, but guys doing.
Wouldn't it be safe? I don't think it'd be safe. I don't feel
it would be.
No, it's a. It's not
unsafe.
My nephew
the wind?
Put it the best way. It was like driving into that wind coming home. It was like being in an air fryer. It was just, it was like
now that's, a thought.
Well, I also met in several times and was with, going with, and in several coming into the wind, these big pickups, giant trucks that are pulling these giant fifth wheelers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is horrendous. And I met one between David City and Wahoo that was coming that. So now they're driving east and west. He's driving west.
Yeah.
And it was like this. It was like, if you're driving the truck the whole time, you didn't think of like, it's going to go over. We're going to lose this thing. He's just basically driving on two wheels. It was insane.
Let me look at the weather.
Today? Today's be a little cooler. We're not going to see 80,
not much.
90 degrees.
Like 80.
Not much.
The high day is 87.
That's so still a real high.
That'll be better. That'll be better today.
Yeah, I think we're going to, yeah. I think it's going to be a little better week.
I don't see any 100s this week, Bill. The highest I see the next 10 days is 91. A lot of 80s this week. High 80s, mid 80s, we can live with that. That's livable.
We need rain. We need rain.
See a lot of rain in the forecast.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of rain.
We got rain coming.
Yeah.
Rain today, rain shortly.
Oh, God. Yeah, my forecast still shows pretty hot. Yeah.
But not 100-degree hot.
No.
No. We can survive. We can survive.
Not
this
103.
Hopefully that's the worst of the summer. We'll see what happens.
Oh, come on. What?
You think we have a 107 somewhere out there or 105 again?
Yeah, it was like a 100.
I'm pretty uncommon to get to 105.
It was 105, so it got to Lincoln?
No, I'm just saying. I said 103. Do you think it's...
My truck said 104 several times.
It's hot.
Maybe it won't get that hot.
I hope it doesn't. I can live with the 90s, but 105, 104, ugh, it stops you in your tracks. Except for you. You were working this weekend.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, it was. I recognized that it was uncomfortable, though. I mean, it was uncomfortable. I just put short pants on, stay inside. I will say this. There was a moment with Bo that was really sad. And that was on Friday. And we were walking in the late afternoon. And he started lifting. He was lifting his feet up. because the pavement was hot.
Too hot.
I just picked him up and ran. We just went inside. It was ridiculous. It was like, ouch, 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 ouch. You know, that sort of thing.
Bullet didn't just veer over to the grass at all?
No, I didn't recognize. I don't think he was. I mean, it was a little tricky. It would have been tricky for him to do that.
Gotcha.
So I understand. No, he's not dumb. He's not stupid. Yeah.
Said that. Never. Jeez.
I just said, I don't think there's insinuation there.
Insinuation. Plus, I was kind of leaning towards you, like, hey, did you try to get him? So just get him over towards some grass, maybe. When you saw him, if I saw Sugar doing this, I'm like, hey, let's get you in some grass.
Well, I just said, run.
Yeah.
Run. Go. Go. You know, if I say go, he'll just run to the house, and he just ran to the house. But I don't know. It was. Yeah, it was pretty bad walking, I guess.
You had the short pants on. Could you see the little indent in your thigh?
I'm not showing you that.
I don't want to see it. I just asked you. You said you don't wear it for a reason.
I showed my brother yesterday.
Adam?
It's really stark. Like, it's really bizarre. I got to think that something's going to happen. Yeah. I think the thing's my whole muscle on my upper leg is going to pull loose one of these days. If you saw what I'm talking about, it would freak you out. My left leg is fine. Then I have like this big indentation in my right leg.
I'll get Dave Clare down here from Nebraska Orthopedics.
Medical attention
Dave
coming
Clare,
your way.
You can right please here. Come down to the station to look at Sipple's thigh.
Yeah, it really is weird. I almost don't want to wear shorts because somebody will notice it one of these days. Like, why is that? Why is your right leg different than your left leg? Because I was kicking a ball and
It snapped with a boot on.
The muscle.
Had a boot on. You're wearing work boots. You're wearing work boots and you're playing soccer on it.
How hard did you kick this ball?
I told you, with all your might? I was kicking, just normal. And I have trouble getting the ball off the ground. Come on. You guys have played kickball.
Yes.
It's not that easy to get the ball airborne. Right?
I agree.
And I was kicking. I was kicking hard. But there's all these roller. And, you know, there's two goals. Yeah. There's a goal on one side.
That's how soccer usually goes.
Yeah.
Rarely are both goals on the same side.
That's the point of soccer or lacrosse or anything. So
I was trying to go like top shelf, and I couldn't get the ball airborne. And finally I did, but that's when.
Did you yelp?
No, but it was really embarrassing because I had to limp home, you know.
Across the street.
Yeah. But whatever. It's fine. I don't feel any pain. There's zero pain.
Just looks odd.
Yeah, it's just there's some deformity is what we're talking about. I'm obsessed with it. I don't know if you ever noticed, but I just sit here going like this all the time. I'm telling you, it is weird. Like, right, my left.
This is weird.
Please stop.
This is weird. Please stop.
Doing that.
Yeah, please stop.
But watching on camera right now.
Please stop.
I'm obsessed with it. But anyway.
I had.
What else?
Well, you guys remember I talked about the McManigals, Rick and Susie.
I do remember that.
And he's the one who announced the softball game in Bubba's Bar in
when Jordy was pitching.
In Lynch. It was incredible. But anyway, they also had a big event to honor Rick and Susie for that, for their broadcasting. They had a big event for them Saturday night. They had a live band just at their cabin, just a few doors down. Just walked down.
Now that was
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, name of the band. Three guys. They had a rhythm guitar, a bass, a bongo, and one cymbal.
A bongo?
Yes, a big bongo and a cymbal. And they played Willie, they played Elvis, they played Cher, they played Mellencamp.
Do you know what song Mellencamp?
I thought it was Pink House, but now I think back, I don't think it was. I don't remember. But it was really good. It was Mellencamp. I mean,
They did Chris Stapleton. They did Modern. It was phenomenal, but it was all because of they wanted to honor Rick and Susie being the local broadcasters for the softball team.
Was there a large crowd?
There was a pretty large crowd, yes.
Was there dancing?
There was some dancing, mostly just kind of lawn chair listening type of thing. That's for me in
Wait,
the war
position.
Is
it Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
Yes.
Foxtrot?
Is it a popular band in the northeast part of the state?
Good question.
Do not know of that. No, I don't. They all have real jobs. And so I had a chance to talk
to
them.
Not like
the Rumbles. Not the Rumbles. They're not the Rumbles. They would have a hard time filling that Memorial Stadium. But I would go.
The Rumbles might have had real jobs, by the way. I don't want to insinuate that they didn't. My bad.
Can you imagine if they did? They performed probably, what, 800 weekends, like in a row?
Now, I'm going to tell you, though, my guess would be they had jobs.
I would agree.
Really? Okay.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably walking out back in the 70s, like $200 a person.
Yeah.
Probably for the night. So I don't know if that's enough to really lock you down into a good retirement plan.
I don't know.
Depends how you invest, you know. Yeah. You invest
but
that
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Really good. Really good. Out of Norfolk.
I wonder if they go down
to
Columbus.
Yeah. I probably do.
Right down the
81.
Yeah. Probably a lot of events in Columbus. More events in Columbus than other places up there.
Yes.
Bigger. Bigger city. More going on.
I think Norfolk's a more prominent.
No.
Ooh.
I think it is.
Ooh.
Yeah, Norfolk's a little more prominent.
Oh, you know that. You know better than that.
Once we got rid of Wishbones, everything with Wishbones,
it went south.
Columbus has there's a no, racetrack.
There's no divots.
Columbus has a racetrack.
I do have a race. That probably just put him back ahead.
The tight race there.
Yes.
Columbus is.
We don't know where they're racing at. The horses are racing. We have no idea. We don't know if they're at Ag Park.
We need to go search this out.
Anyone let us
we'll research
know
in Columbus.
They're not at Ag Park anymore. It's not raceable.
Okay.
They're racing at the casino. Anyway, okay, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah,
was there a favorite song that they played of yours where you and Laura were talking afterwards and go, yeah, when they played this, it was on.
I don't think Caught in a Trap by Elvis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was really
it's good. It's a good one. I'm serious. What was the Cher song?
If I could turn back time.
Okay.
If I could turn back time.
Okay. Yes. Sang all right. That?
Yeah, and the band also had Cher masks that they wore when they sang.
No.
Yes, 100%. Yes, they did.
100%. That okay. Now you've got my interest.
Turn back
if
time.
If I could turn back time.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
Yeah. Well, if Sonny was still alive, they probably would have had done, you know, like something with that with Sonny and Cher. I Got You, Babe. Or something, which was another Clarion one.
I can't think of all the good Cher songs right now. But
can we get to 28?
If I could, I bet you could.
If I get to quite a
far,
few.
If you included Sonny in the conversation,
absolutely.
I mean, you could. I Got You, Babe is probably the.
That'd be the lead.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Turn Back Time, that's Cher only.
It's a power
that's
song.
Big.
It's powerful. Yeah,
yeah. That's an anthem of sorts.
It was a huge anthem. Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
It is an anthem. I know that song. It's a ballad. It's an anthem.
It's a ballad. Yeah.
Kind of like a power ballad.
Sonny and Cher shows better times.
Better times. They're their own variety show.
It's a variety.
Jake, it's a variety show.
They'd have guests.
Wish I could have seen that.
Yes.
Oh, you would have. It was pretty much, you had to watch it. You know, it was required.
Must watch TV.
Yeah, there's not as much of that anymore, right?
No. No, not at all. I went down to Beatrice this weekend, Saturday.
We need to ask Jake what he
about
did.
This.
I went.
Oh, so Jake, you didn't stay in the. You didn't
no,
stay in
I
the
wasn't
studio.
In the AC all the studio. I went to. I have not been to a parade of any sorts in years.
You went to a parade.
Went to a parade. Oh,
we thought Scotland. You know, she's starting to walk. She might be. Maybe would enjoy the parade. She'll never remember the parade, but you know, enjoy the surroundings. And so, we took her down to the
remember the parade.
The Homestead Days Parade. And leading off the parade in a X-Mark mower was Cam Jurgens. He rode a mower down the entirety of Court Street, all the way from start to finish.
This is
and that is
beautiful.
That why small towns are the best.
Well, G. Bill had a pretty good small town story, too. That's good. Those are good, two good ones.
I mean,
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot and Cam Jurgens on a mower.
He rode the mower for several miles.
The starting center for the NFL Super Bowl champions. Rode a lawnmower through Beatrice.
Down Court Street.
That's incredible.
For probably 2.5 miles or something. two miles or so.
Was he throwing candy?
He was throwing candy out. He was so happy. This was a massive mower. He's his, it's his Grand Marshal, Cameron Jurgis, just looking left and right, throwing candy with his X-Mark mower driving down the street.
Imagine
says,
the phone
this
call.
Is Beatrice.
The phone call probably went to his family of some sort, and it's like, any chance we can interest Cam in being the Grand Marshal? Well, what are the dates? Because right now it's kind of, I think they, do they just break camp right now? Are they out of OTAs?
It's in between, and, yeah.
Whatever's going on. But point being, like this, but he got back here. He was
and
here.
Did they, at what point did they say, we're, and we're going to put you in a mower?
By yourself. Nobody's in the, it's just by himself.
Anybody else with, no, no.
Now you will ride a mower.
Yeah, you'll ride a mower.
Hey, he looked very happy, I'll tell you that much. It was hot, but he looked super happy in that
it's
mower.
One of those zero turn mowers, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Did he ever whip it around?
I don't know. The portion I saw, he's kept it straight. Kept it straight. I hope at some point he was whipping that thing around.
Yeah, we'll have you ride a mower.
By yourself, no and, shade in the
and,
heat.
And you'll throw candy. And,
yes.
Yeah, you'll throw candy and ride a mower. And if you want, you wear some Beatrice gear and some Eagles gear.
Yeah. She won't remember.
She'll remember it. We went.
Grandma and Grandpa wanted her to go down. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We had a good time. Okay.
It was... Jake,
I've been to a parade. How is she? She's 14 months old. She has no memories of anything at all.
She's right.
Next year,
there'll be a photo of that.
You're
there's
right.
A photo.
You won't remember.
Photography, though.
There should have been
you're
a,
absolutely
you
right.
You should have
that.
Somehow had Elizabeth hold her up while you took a picture in the background with Cam driving the, because that'd be one of the things like 30 years from now. Well, this is my first parade I went to.
And
who's in the back?
No recollection of that.
The starting center for the Philadelphia Eagles, Cam Jurgens, and he's driving a lawnmower.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Right down.
Maybe it was
right
spur of the moment. Yeah. Hey, why don't we have him drive
a mower? We're putting you in the back of this on this float. You got a mower?
Just ride a mower. Ride the mower.
Was it like the city's mower, or is it advertising mower? What do you think, Jake?
I don't know. It was an X-Mark mower, which is based out of Beatrice.
Okay.
And he has been endorsing X-Mark a lot recently. He has some sort of deal with X-Mark.
Quite an endorsement. He wrote it through his parade.
Got his dad an X-Mark mower as well recently. Might have been that mower that he got his dad. I don't
know. Okay, but, who else was... Was there any other luminaries besides yourself, actually?
I was just on the side. I wasn't marching in the parade.
He's kind of faint.
Jake could have been in the parade, and he'd have been. People would have noticed. He's wouldn't be like, "Who's that?" It's like, no.
I should have drove the ticket van.
That would have been incredible. What if we opened up the side? Me and Sipper looking out the side window,
just throwing candy.
The side door, throwing
you
candy.
Throwing candy in the back.
You'd have your shirt on.
Orange shirt on.
Jake, you're low key famous in Beatrice. Yeah.
Not like
Jake's
Cam.
Pretty famous everywhere. Jake goes.
Yeah. Cam Jurgens got the field named after him. Cam Jurgens Field is now what the Beatrice football field is.
Nice.
Sorensen Field has a good ring to it.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Sorensen Field.
Maybe the Sorensen tennis courts. I don't know.
Yeah, Sorensen courts.
That's not going to happen.
I lost to a 75-year-old.
No, that's what I did. I think I've lost my chance because of that.
Sorensen courts sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So you went to a parade.
Went to a parade. The Homestead Days Parade. That parade goes for seriously 2 hours. It goes forever.
What day was that?
This is Saturday.
So it was hot.
We left. It starts at 10. We left by 11:25. It wasn't even close to done yet.
Really?
It's a long parade.
Were there pooper scoopers?
I didn't see any. Dogs or horses out there.
Oh, there weren't animals.
No,
really? No animals?
Didn't see
no
any animals.
Horses?
Yeah, no animals at all. Really?
Well, that's crazy.
So what was it?
Is that even a parade?
I
got a question.
I'm wondering, what was it?
Yeah, what ends up being the last half hour or so is just a bunch of old cars, which are cool.
Oh.
Because they have a car show on yesterday. Sunday, the car show. So it's kind of like the prelude to the car show. Yeah. And there's a lot of cool cars.
Yeah. That's
so that was the gist of the last half hour, 45 minutes of the parade.
Bill's disappointed with no horses.
I'm very disappointed with no horses.
Unless I missed one, there was not any horses there.
There was. I don't know if there was a parade I was at. If I went for one for 25 years, there wasn't a donkey. Donkeys also made an appearance. Donkeys would show up. Yes.
They would.
Yes. They're an ass.
They would.
Apparently, I must have missed. I guess there were horses at the beginning. I didn't see the horses. I never saw them.
Scotland would have liked to see them.
I think I saw the start of the parade, though. I don't know how I could have missed a horse. Maybe I wasn't paying attention at that point.
You had a lot going on.
You did.
Probably a lot of people talking to
no,
you.
No, not really. A couple people I talked to. That was it.
No Seth.
Seth was not there.
You didn't see Seth?
No, if Seth was around, he would have been there. Seth was flying back from South Carolina, went out to Hilton Head. So he was not in Beatrice, sadly.
They could fly in that wind.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if it was
planes unsafe. Probably landed sideways. Couldn't have been safe. There's no chance it was
so
safe.
So today, though, update. Look, it's pretty calm.
Pretty calm right now.
Today won't be bad.
We need this.
Won't be as bad. Yeah. It was ridiculous. Don't get me. I thought it was ridiculous.
All I could think about was, you know what? I can handle the heat. That doesn't bother me. It's the wind. And that
it was kind of weird.
Did I send you guys the one little screenshot? There was other text at that I thought was just so funny. The screenshot of the how do you say it in the I'll get to it like that. Thank God it's not snowing out. Imagine shoveling snow in this heat. That made me laugh.
That's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
Leroy says there might have been 12 horses at the parade.
Jake, there's 12 horses.
Where were the 12? How did I miss 12 horses?
Jake.
I was there. I was
usually
paying attention.
Pretty attentive.
Yeah, was there a donkey?
My phone was
there
down.
Donkeys?
I was paying attention. I only videotaped the one point when Cam came by. That was it. So I wasn't on my phone or lost in my phone.
He came by, and he was the Grand Marshal, and he was on a
on a lawnmower. X-Mark.
Throwing cannons.
Zero turn lawnmower.
God. Was the streets
lined? Beatrice, thank you.
It was a packed. Yes, the parade was very busy. It was hot as hell out there, and there was still a lot of people. Tons of people.
The streets were lined.
They were lined. God, people showed up for Homestead Days parade.
Homestead Days, okay. And that's an annual event.
It is, in mid-June, when it's the hottest weekend of the entire year, usually.
We went into Verdigris to do some shopping. We had to go to the Hardware Hank, me and Laura and Sugar. And we had to go into the grocery store, and the grocery store was empty. And I go, what's going on? And they're like, Berry Pepper Days. Everybody's over in Creighton. So, yeah.
Berry Pepper
Days. We've had those before.
We've had Berry Peppers, yes.
Shindaddy brought those
brought
in.
Brought them down to us. So we had Berry Pepper. So it was Berry Pepper Days. It was also going on.
And then
on.
What does that what's that mean?
Not much. Not much. They had a street dance Friday, I think. Okay. I wasn't there for it.
Cool name.
It doesn't really rival Pender Celebration, which is this upcoming weekend, which is Mayhem.
Oh, so that's this weekend?
That's this
Pender
weekend.
Days?
Yes. I think it's just Pender Celebration.
We
did not go all out on the name. That's where we did not.
Didn't get too creative
there.
Sometimes
you have, different, like Kolache Days. Right. You have all the different days.
Or Homestead Days.
Homestead Days. You name them. Everyone has it. We just went Pender Celebration. What do you guys think? I don't know. We don't have time for this. I think when everyone got together, like in 1922, to figure it out, let's just call it a celebration. So Pender Celebration. That wraps it up. So nothing great. Right.
Columbus did have, if you were wondering, Columbus does have Columbus Days. Yes. I never went to it.
Are you one of those? Those people drive me nuts.
No.
You're
good for the
too
days.
Too cool for that.
No,
I'm not
it wasn't
doing
that. I just
not doing any alumni crap, man. It's not me.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. I just didn't. I don't know why. It wasn't. There was nothing about being too cool for it. It wasn't that.
You were never home. You were always out. We had parallel lives, but we were always doing a lot of things going on.
I was home.
We missed nothing, and you miss.
I miss Columbus Days, but it wasn't. I don't know. I just wasn't. It was this simply. It was downtown, and we didn't live close to downtown.
Long ways to drive in Columbus.
Yeah, long.
Well, it wasn't a drive. I didn't drive. I was young.
Long bike ride.
Maybe
10
you had,
minutes.
You had no interest in riding the Tilt-A-Whirl or playing?
There was no Tilt-A-Whirl. I went to the fair. I'd always go to the fair. Yeah. I mean, the Platte County Fair was
huge.
Oh, my God.
Bands. I mean, they had everything. Yeah. Who'd you run the lights for?
The Statler Brothers.
With the muskrat situation.
Awesome. No, it wasn't just the Statler Brothers. I was good at running the high beam lights. Like I had a natural.
Could you do it right now if we put you in the test?
Yeah, okay. There's no doubt.
100. You had to change colors, and I was way up. Like, people would be like, Sip, what are you doing? Running the spotlight.
So take you to Pinewood Bowl.
And I had headphones on, and they, like one of the dudes.
Yeah, we talked to
roadies were like telling me, fade in.
That's so awesome.
I told you that the guy that sings that song, Give Me a Ticket for an Aeroplane, I don't know his name, but I ran his lights, too. And I've told you before that one of the highlights of my life was when Zook, my boss, said, you got to take him in a plate of grapes. And it's like a food plate. Uh-huh. He said, just knock on the door he'll tell you to come in. And I was like, you're kidding me. I thought it was going to be really cool. He didn't even look up. I was like, I got your food stuff.
Yeah,
he didn't even look. He goes, sit down. And then that was it. The guy that sings "Give Me a Ticket for an Airplane" was not thrilled. No. He was in like a Winnebago.
Uh-huh.
Had to knock on the door.
Plated grapes,
crackers, cheese, grapes.
It's a basically charcuterie board.
Yeah,
charcuterie board.
Before the time,
1985.
It was a big deal for Platte County in Columbus. Like that, they made him this big, nice little charcuterie board, and I was the one that was picked to give it to him. And I felt really kind of
Was it like a lottery to get the pick, or how did you get it?
No, I think they just determined it because I was kind of put together.
Yeah, you had yourself. You were on the lights later.
Right. So, but he never even looked up. It was disappointing.
Just put it down.
Yeah. I ran the lights for the school play.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
See, you have the experience, too.
If you remember, that there was like four different things you could put to change the light to red. And they did,
so God, set up you guys have both
operated the light thing.
Parallel lights.
You guys have both operated
the
light.
Yeah, the light thing.
Yeah, the light thing. Else you just do it. Fade in the blue.
Yeah.
When you drop
you
in,
got
you
it. Drop it's the
in,
same.
And all of a sudden, the whole stage would change colors.
Yeah, you got it.
There's a lot.
You did that, Bill.
Parallel lives. That's amazing.
You guys both ran lights places.
Different hues.
Yes. You didn't ever run lights, Jake?
No, I did not do that. I missed out.
Get busy living, buddy.
I guess I missed that one.
Oh, you missed out.
That's right.
It was $100 extra. It was a big deal for a kid, you know. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it'd be a big deal.
Yeah. And you could screw it up. I mean, there's a little pressure. There's a big crowd out there.
That is idle chit chat.
That was some serious idle chit chat.
Sponsored by 738 Ag. You need
Joey
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. The website, 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand doing a wonderful job.
Joey would also like to welcome you to come visit. Also,
Bertrand.
Here's the thing is. Me and Jake have been out to several ag events, and when you get a chance to go get boots on the ground,
yeah.
So that's the one thing that Joey wanted me to reach out with, like,
seriously,
come to Bertrand, sit down with us, let's walk you through what's going on here on the 738.
Will he pay us?
What's that? Well, it wasn't so much for us, Stevie, no. More for customers. And nobody's gonna pay us to come out.
Maybe our customers.
Maybe do a live remote from there. That'd be kind of fun. I would be for that.
But he's. But encouraging people.
Yes, to come show up, come down, have a chance to visit with them, see what's going on, talk face-to-face. That's my big deal with sales, too.
You are that guy.
Yeah. Imagine trying to recruit someone like that to wherever you're trying to get him to come to. Trying to get Joe Burrow to come to LSU, and I just called him.
Yeah, let's just do the phone thing.
Anyway, you get a chance you're going to buzz over like that and talk to us at all face-to-face? Nah, we'll be fine.
Kind of busy.
We got busy. We're going to Topgolf later.
What?
738
Joey. Okay, no, yeah. I can't. I'm sorry. I wasn't meaning to do
that. You're okay. We have a champion in the College World Series. LSU wins game one 1-0 on Saturday. They win yesterday 5-3, helped by an early start. They had four runs in the fourth to take that to help with that game. They went 5-3. The situation that happened, though, was some buffoonery yesterday.
Buffoonery.
Coastal Carolina, of course, needs to win this game to force game three, which would have been today if they'd won.
It's all we wanted was another game.
We did. We wanted a game today, something on Monday to talk about. Now we don't. Instead, in the first inning, the home plate umpire, Angel Campos, is it Angel or Angel? We go with Angel. Angel Campos decides to eject Kevin Schnall, the manager for the Coastal Carolina and the first base coach, for some chirping. And so they're out for the game. This is a post game. Kevin Schnall trying to explain exactly what happened in the situation.
There's 25,000 people there, and I vaguely hear a warning issued. As the head coach, I was assistant for 24 years, and as an assistant, you're almost treated like a second level citizen, and you can't say a word. Now as a head coach, I think it is your right to get an explanation of why we got warned. And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man, right? So when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me.
And there we go. Yes. And that led to an ejection of Kevin Schultz. After being
shooed.
He got shooed. Shoot. And then he got ejected.
He's like a fox.
He's like a,
like a fox in your yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And then
in the first inning.
Now, hold on. There was a part right after that. Now, this is, he was being a wise guy. It was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. That's what the ump told him. He said, because you missed three. And at that point, he was ejected. Now, I don't know. I mean,
one of the other parts
it's a
on
quick
there,
hook, right?
The other part worth listening to is when he talks about how he got the for the bump, which wasn't a bump.
Wasn't
he said,
a bump.
Because the guy fell down.
Fell down.
So he said, I am not responsible for some whatever older man's athleticism.
Right. That's what he said.
Yes.
That's a good paraphrase. Yes. That's close enough.
And, but there's two things with it. Once we all know that you can, one thing you cannot do, you cannot argue balls and strikes.
Thank you for saying that.
It's the one thing you can't do.
No, you can't, you're not supposed to.
So when he said that he already missed three, he already kind of brought himself into a situation.
I think we see.
I do not believe in the ejection. No, but also there must be some a history of chirping.
Well, this guy chirps nonstop, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Because
it's kind of tired.
It's the first inning. It's the first inning.
I know you are. Yeah, you're tired.
It chirps nonstop.
The first inning, that means that they were prepared for. Like those guys had a discussion almost. Like, if it starts, I'm not sure. Maybe he got warned too before it. It's like, just so you know, we're not doing this.
Yeah, he said.
But there is a there was something there that had you, because if not, I don't believe you could get that worked up as an umpire.
I don't.
That early. I mean, if it's like the eighth inning and I've just been hearing something nonstop, you know, with it. But
I'd like to hear from the ump. I get Jake, where you're coming from. That it's a quick hook.
This is the championship series. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing I would say, though, in retort, is, yeah, it's a championship series. Shut the hell up. I mean, just
come on,
when the ump,
Kevin,
when you get the vibe from the ump that he's not going to tolerate much, don't say anything, because now you're gone. Your first base coach is gone.
In the first inning.
Yeah, and that's a big deal.
It's a
big deal.
You've
cost your team. And I would tell Schnall, you talk too much, and so does your team. You notice LSU talking at all last week?
Yeah.
No, just go out and win. How about do that?
Did you see the LSU coach?
How about do that? Stop talking.
Was it seventh inning?
Just shut the hell up. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you on that.
You're not a talker.
It kind of started with the whole Chanticleer chant.
Yeah.
And I was just,
yeah,
and
say it right.
He wasn't having fun with it. It was like letting the world know that you guys
chest
are wrong.
Dressing us down.
Yeah, it was like, okay, we'll get it. Just say, hey, a little friendly reminder here. You know, like this we're not an everyday name, but we're a really good baseball team. And it's pronounced like, okay, it's kind of lighthearted. No, it was a beatdown of like, I felt like, oh sorry. I left like, I want to leave.
Totally
just like,
agree.
Just like, oh, I'm putting my computer away. I'm going to get out of here. I didn't know how to say it correctly.
Was I saying it wrong?
Yeah, no. Was I saying it wrong? So now... But you're right, though. But you have to have a feel for what is going.
That's what I would say.
So what I was saying was, in the seventh inning, I think it was, LSU gets hit by a pitch in the elbow, in the first game one.
Okay.
It looks as if he tries to duck a little. He tries to move. He tries to move out of the way, and I'm watching it, and I'm like going, I'd call it a hit batter, and they call him out for not getting out of the way, and I look over, and Jay Johnson is just like this. Didn't say a word.
Stoic.
Didn't argue it. There was no win, because what he knew was you couldn't win. It wasn't like I can go out there and rant and rave and win. And so, but it was like just stoic. Didn't say a word. Didn't do anything. Wasn't upset with his player. Thought after the game, he even said, he goes, I thought he moved, you know. But that's a weird call anyway, this new thing about getting hit. Imagine back in our day. I mean, if you got hit,
Better
you got
time.
Hit. Better times. Yeah. There was nothing. Like,
yeah,
hey,
it wasn't. Did he lean into it or no?
Just got hit.
First base.
Yeah, that's all there was to it. Not, didn't have to make a call. But I didn't have to go to this one too. That drives me nuts.
Review. Yep.
The review. The.
Okay, now hold
a
on.
Lot now.
Back to Schnall. Did you ever notice Jay Johnson making it about him? That's the other thing about Schnall. He makes. So the whole day was about Kevin Schnall.
Yeah.
Don't like that. I mean, that's. I wouldn't want that from like nobody was talking about Coastal Carolina baseball yesterday. It's just Schnall.
Schnall was talking about coach.
Schnall talking about himself. Not a good look, in my opinion, but I think I'm in the minority.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But he cost his team bad. That's the only way. That's the only. If I was his AD, I'd say your explanation was very eloquent. You're really good at that podium. But you cost your team big time. I mean,
you still got tossed.
Yeah. He did. In the first inning.
If he just stays in the dugout, he doesn't get tossed.
And your idiot first base coach didn't help matters. Yeah. He didn't call him anything. You know, you guys are really wise guys. You're funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you're funny guys, but you weren't there for your team. I mean, so thank you.
And I think you're all.
Thank you.
Give us something to talk about. But when you say you've already missed three. You missed three.
Wise guy.
In the
wise
first guy, inning. In the,
and then, but, Bill, that's just wise guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'd run if I was the ump, but I'd be like, hey, dude, get back in the dugout.
I mean, if someone's getting tossed out of a basketball game or anything at all, you get getting tossed like that, it's going to be probably mid-fourth quarter where things have just added up or like that, and you just had enough. But first inning?
I'm with you.
Yeah. That means you're worked up immediately. That means you're upset. You had a feeling towards the umps, and the umps had a feeling towards you.
I think so.
I think there was no, like, we've had these guys forever. Good dudes. And
I don't think so.
Schnall, that's a good dude over there.
There is some history with Angel Campos. I guess he used to be an MLB umpire, and in 2014 he was let go by the league for being quick-triggered.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well. He was fired by MLB for being a quick-triggered ump, essentially. 11 years ago.
Who wrote that?
That's all over social media.
Really?
Yeah, I did see that.
But still.
Well, he had a quick trigger, for sure.
If you're the coach, you have to know the situation.
Yeah.
This is two titles now in 3 years for LSU.
That almost validates, it almost speaks to, Schnall's got to know that. Guys, we can't go after him. Hey, can't go after him.
They would know. You would know.
Yep.
When we used to go at every place I was at, but it was really big more at LSU. I mean, we went through every single referee for the game on Friday. We'd go through everyone like that. Okay, here's
a new problem.
And it'd be all printed out for like that. What's this guy do? He has thrown 42 holding calls. He is. I mean, you knew what was. Hey, listen, PIs right there, don't call him. Let him play. This guy, no, he's going to call. Just, so you would talk to your players. Hey, also like that. No discussing anything here. You had a detailed. Every player, every coach knew.
Schnall probably knew. He probably knew.
Oh, he knew.
Makes it worse.
He knew the umpires
pushed the wrong buttons.
Inside and out.
LSU goes to Omaha, did not lose again. They go 5-0 in Omaha. Okay. Didn't lose.
I think
5-0.
It's the eighth crown since 91. So, which means it's probably their eighth crown.
Yes, it is. Eighth. Okay. And their second in 3 years.
Since
91. Congrats to LSU. When we come back, we have a new champion in the NBA. Next, an early break in the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.